Anyways, welcome to the Go Big Pod. We are excited to talk to you today about one of our favorite things. Or least favorite things, I think.
Raindrops on roses and kittens.
Julie Andrews.
Our favorite things are.
Julie Andrews and simple things of life, like brown paper packages tied up with string and AirPods inside. 2021 version of it. Julie Andrews.
Sound of Music. I hope she's doing okay. But we want to talk about social media today and what that world looks like as a Christian. Claire, are you on social media?
I am. Yes. I am. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. I have a hidden account on TikTok, meaning that I don't create anything. I just watch other people. Like some sort of creeper. Also on Twitter. Accidentally went viral last year on Twitter when one of my videos got viewed 1.5 million times, and that honestly was terrifying. So I don't understand the desire to go viral on Instagram or anything social media anymore. It's just terrifying. And what are the other ones you can be on that are cool? Snapchat. That's still cool, guys. I don't care who says Snapchat is out. It's not. I love it. Filters, yo. Duck face, yeah.
I think I deleted my Snapchat like 2 or 3 years ago.
2 or 3 years ago, yeah. He lies. He's lying, lads. He's absolutely lying. But yeah, no, I am. I'm a big fan of social media. I probably spend too much time on Instagram particularly.
Yeah, Instagram seems to be the favorite these days. I'm also on Reddit. Are you on Reddit?
No, I never went on a deep dive there. I don't really understand it.
It took me a bit to understand, but it's probably my favorite social media because it's less social media. It's more just like people posting videos of their dogs and like random memes and also a lot of news. I don't know. I feel like Reddit is probably one of my main news sources, which probably isn't great, but you know, is what it is. And then I guess if you want to consider like, WhatsApp's not a social media. It is the Fitbit community social media when you're, you know, Fitbitten. Can post your stuff. I did some yoga today. So. Check it out. Everything has a social media aspect to it now.
That's true. I suppose you can broadly define it and say that technically WhatsApp is as well because you're socially interacting on it.
Right.
But then maybe that's not media. The aspect of it that is media, it has a global, potential global audience.
Yeah.
So many images, so many videos.
Remember when Instagram came out? When it was just like the little app. I think it was brown.
It was so not a big deal as well when it first came out and you just put up photos and it didn't even matter how many likes you got. Actually, I think when it was first out, you didn't get likes.
I don't remember if there were likes or not, but it was No, I don't remember. But I remember because I thought it was the coolest thing. I was like, this is basically Facebook, but for photographers. And I'm a photographer. I wasn't.
I thought I was too. Yeah. I thought I was because I had another app called Hipstamatic, which put on unique and like kind of retro filters on your camera and you could take all these cool photos. And so I was like, I'm cool. And so I put a whole load of them up on Instagram. I recently went back and archived them all. So if you have the energy to scroll back through my 1,000 posts, you won't find them. Be the creeper who likes my photo from 2010. Actually, I'd really enjoy that if someone out there would do that. For all of our 4 listeners, could you maybe
just go on back,
boost my ego by going back to 2010 on my Instagram account and liking some of my photos?
Social media is a weird thing.
It is.
I think
there's something addictive about it that changed from those early days of Instagram, where you were essentially posting your photography or like your, you know, I think I had some photos of horses up there. I don't know why. To then it becoming so much more about posting pictures of yourself, which is an interesting psychological change.
I wonder when that happened. I think my first Instagram photo was a picture of a stuffed animal on top of my car when I was in high school, I think.
Yeah, I've just found it. It was.
Yeah. Is that still up there?
And it was called Kronos and seems to be some form of koala bear.
It was, yeah.
And then you have a Lola. But your first picture of yourself was you getting your passport and 2012. And then you put a Bible verse saying Mark 16:15. So Christian.
Oh, no. Oh, no. don't go that far back.
I've just evangelized the whole world. Mark 16:15.
Oh no. I'm so sad that you did that.
I'm sorry that you did that too.
I am sorry I did that as well. It's embarrassing to go look back on things.
The rate of photos of yourself exponentially increases. And there's, ooh, I feel like there's one of you smoking a cigar that.
Yeah, just hide that one. I should archive that one probably.
We should see how many likes. I can't see how many likes you got, but for judging from the list of them, wasn't that many.
Yeah, it really changed after this.
Ooh, my gosh, what? The 11th commandment, thou shalt beard. #act like men. #11th commandment.
I was really into beard.
#shaving is for women.
Yeah, it was a weird time of life.
I mean, we're deep dark into your past here, Andrew. Yeah. And I have some serious questions.
Please don't judge me by my post in 2013.
Yeah, fair enough. This is the other thing as well, isn't it? You go on and you judge people for what they post.
You really do.
It's so much fun, though.
Maybe that should be the next podcast we do, is we have a conversation with somebody, but we just go back into all of their old social media and we dig it up.
I was on a Zoom call with a community thing where somebody came up with a game where he went onto other people's Facebook page and screenshotted things that they said or status updates that I put, and then everyone on the call had to guess who it was. It was a very good game.
I respect that. I feel like I always dream of getting off of social media and being like, I don't want to.
I feel like loads of people who are on social media and secretly love it like to say that they want to get off social media so that they seem like they're nonchalantly and cool and unattached.
Yeah. but no, I say that, but I also spent a good couple hours on it every single day.
Me too.
Catching up with my friends, and I'm one of those people who I don't contribute. I don't post anything anymore. The last thing I posted was over a year ago, I'm pretty sure, and I don't remember the last time I did an Instagram story. But I consume. I lurk. I like keep up with all of my friends' lives, and I'm like, oh well, way to go, you know, so and so, like, good job. They got married. They had a kid. You know, they got their master's degree, something like that. I was very intrigued with what my friends are doing, but then I realized that I don't tell my friends what I'm up to on Instagram or any other thing. Is that wrong? Is that bad? Should I feel bad about that?
I don't think so. I feel like the whole point is you should only share what you want to share.
Yeah.
And it's all about constructing an identity, whether that's somebody who's too cool to post or whether that's somebody who shares the greatest detail of their lives. Oh, this is what I had for breakfast this morning, which always amuses me that people think they have an audience for that. Like, thanks, that's great. Well,
that looks like delicious.
I do appreciate, I do appreciate artistic or pretty looking food posts, though, because the color, you know, that's nice. And I have been guilty of doing that myself.
But I think doing it on things like Instagram stories is a totally different thing, because you can post it over 24 hours. People can see it.
24
and appreciate
hours
it.
Thing is good. Yeah,
it's gone.
I would say I mostly do stories posts now rather than. Also, you don't have to go in for the whole likes race. Like, you don't have to be concerned that people aren't liking my posts, so I'm not cool. Which, as secure as I am in myself, it does still make me wonder if loads of people don't like my posts. I'm like, maybe that wasn't a good post.
Maybe.
You know?
We'll look at the analytics of it. We'll see.
Oh gosh, analytics, there's that word. There's a whole thing though here, isn't there? It's such an interesting heart journey, social media, like between the vulnerability of posting a picture of yourself and how it relates to your own insecurities, and then the hit and high that you get off the affirmation that comes, or perhaps the disappointment you get when the affirmation doesn't come.
Yeah.
Did you watch I know this is probably the classic thing to reference, but The Social Dilemma on Netflix.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I thought that movie, documentary, whatever it is, really dealt with this topic in an incredible way. And there's a moment in that interview with the guy who's kind of pointing to the massive problem that social media has become, where he says two really interesting things. He says, firstly, the reason for the exponential growth of people's, and especially young people's, engagement with social media is because the industry trades on uncertainty in people's lives.
Yeah.
And that he used that to point to the need for truth in people's lives. And I was like, I was sitting there watching that and I was like, you know, jumping off the couch going, yes, exactly. Because it totally relates to my job as somebody who wants to tell people about Jesus. But I had two very interesting things to pull out from that is like, yeah, because people are so uncertain, or I guess FOMO, you know, that same sort of idea of fear of missing out or constantly trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Mm-hmm.
I see that a lot in myself.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Do you feel like Jesus gets a good rap on social media?
There's some dank memes about Jesus out there that make me cry laughing, especially ones that take old medieval or Renaissance paintings of him and put hilarious quotes to him. Like, there was one I saw last week where it was just four different snapshots of paintings of Judas and Jesus from the Renaissance, where Judas is obviously, it's only depicting the moment where Jesus kissed Jesus. And so somebody was like, maybe Judas' main problem was just his lack of personal space. or like just hilarious. And I feel like he's well represented in those moments. I don't know. I guess in terms of how Christians communicate about Jesus on social media, I've seen it done well and I've seen it done not so well. I get frustrated with the hashtag blessed posts of look at my wedding and my lovely white dress and my gorgeous husband and I'm hashtag blessed and thank you God and thank you Jesus. Or, you know, look at my promotion or look at my new Nikes. Like, anything that sort of echoes this idea that by following Jesus, I get what I want, is the hashtag blessed culture to me. And I find it made me irate at the time because I was going through some really difficult circumstances for a prolonged amount of time. And there was, it sort of like, felt like there was a light at the end of the tunnel, but it was very far away and I had a long walk ahead of me. And meanwhile, all the Christian people around me were posting like, I'm just so happy I have this and I have that and I got this and I got that and God is so good. And I'm like, it really made me feel like a second class citizen as a Christian, or like I'm doing something wrong, or that maybe I didn't have enough faith. And when I went, sat down, looked at those things that I was thinking of, this is essentially what we would call the prosperity gospel, which is if you follow Jesus, he is, you know, like the candy man who gives you everything that you want. And actually Jesus himself reports that is the opposite of that is true.
Yeah.
And when you look at what blessing is in the Bible, what it's termed at is it describes really having more of God in your life, not necessarily getting the things that you want. So that's been one of my sore points, I think, with Christians on social media.
100%. Yeah. I've seen that a lot as well. I think on the other hand, I have seen, and I follow quite a few people who are Christians on social media. And I find a lot of their stuff really encouraging and like helpful in a lot of ways. My entire feed is definitely not Christian, and not everybody I follow is a Christian or believes the same thing, but it does seem to stand out when there's some sort of truth or some sort of like legitimate pointing towards Jesus that kind of cuts through a lot of the crap we see on social media. And I mean, Easter just passed. And obviously that's a time where everybody posts about he is risen, hashtag risen indeed. And I think the whole social media sphere at that point is like inundated with,
yay, Jesus is risen.
Yay, Jesus. Yeah. But throughout the year, like, I know there have been things that I've seen posted by some of the people I follow. If I follow somebody, does that make me a disciple of them? It's another question I wondered.
I don't know, but I have another dank meme of Jesus sitting beside a computer that says, all right, 12 followers. So many Jesus memes. So good.
We're going to have to post those on our social media.
That's so true. I have them all saved in a special folder so I can send you them all.
Please send me that Dropbox.
I have muted a lot of Christians on my, I have in the past muted a lot of Christians that I followed because they were too happy. And
yeah,
there was too many, you know, Bible verses on landscapes sort of stuff going on. And I think if you've got any form of personal struggle, I just was like, I can't take that. I just need to look at puppy videos.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. So I'm interested to see what I think, you know, I would definitely post a Jesus meme every now and again. When I look at my feed, I don't think you particularly know that I'm a Christian, or, but then you don't also, I keep it fairly superficial about, and it's mostly things I find beautiful in nature or selfies, because I'm beautiful, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I don't know. I haven't ever really looked at trying to represent Jesus from my personal account well, because I think I've seen it done where people post these articles where they're preaching at the world through the articles. Yeah. Then I have shared one or two things, you know, sometimes. Sure. But I've been so concerned about not coming across as like, oh, look, I think I have my own personal platform to preach at you from.
Yeah,
I would more, I've gone down the road of trying to just represent who I am. Like,
yeah,
but then, yeah, maybe I'm not doing that particularly well. I don't
know. I think it's also different because of the generation that we, you know, we're millennials, and we were around before Instagram. We were, you know, at the beginning of Instagram and social media and things like that. Well, I went back in the MySpace days. I remember those days so well.
Or Bebo. Did you ever get Bebo?
I was on a Bebo guy.
I had a Bebo page. It was awesome.
But we interact the whiteboards.
If you know, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We interact differently with social media than Gen Z does.
Yeah.
And hopefully our next episode, we're going to talk to somebody who I think is Gen Z. I could be wrong about that. Maybe she's not. Maybe she is.
No, she's younger than me, so she's definitely... Oh, no, hang on. Gen Z is Gen X. Oh, listen, all these names. Gen Z, she is Gen Z, yes.
Yeah. We're going to talk to somebody who I feel like represents Jesus really well as represents herself really well. And maybe you can give us some more insight into it, because the way that I view social media is probably really different. Like... I remember coming on social media and viewing it as a community. You know, you join Facebook and you join all these like fan pages and clubs, and like you can interact with other people who like stepping on crunchy leaves or are a fan of Tolkien books or something like that. That was a real Facebook page.
My favorite Facebook community that I'm a part of is the I Hate Coriander page. It's actually I effing hate coriander, but I was trying to be polite.
My wife follows that page because she really hates coriander, but I love it, and I get offended when I see those memes.
Tastes like soap.
It's so good. Delicious, delicious soap.
the good old days. But yeah, I think you make a really good point there, where we, as general, when you're around from the conception of something like Instagram and millennial, Instagram and Facebook. Yeah. And we remember well the years where there was nothing like that around, and then what it was like to have our life adapt in around it versus the Gen Zs who've always been around it and it's always been a part of their lives. So I'm really keen to meet and talk. I wonder, is it disingenuous then to start posting like she posts?
I don't know.
Can I learn something? How do you learn something in these situations in a transparent world?
That's a great question. I have no idea.
Let's find out together. Let's find out together. Do social media.
I think the first thing is talking to somebody who does it well. And we'll see how that goes. Maybe I'll post something for the first time in over a year, or try an Instagram story out. Who knows?
We have started in my job, we've started a new website called knowgod.ie, and we've done a few article titles that I've actually begun sharing to my story a few times, and that's nice. But it's been material that I felt some level of ownership over, and so I have been able to share that too. And it hasn't been like generic Instagram like or article titles that are like, you know, how to know Jesus or something. So that's helped a bit. So maybe I'd be interested to know how to do a Jesus representation.
Yeah.
Without being disingenuous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard one person say once that everybody with a social media account can immediately start thinking that they're teachers. But in the Bible, it talks about teaching as a very specific gift that you're given. And I always thought that that was an interesting distinction of being like, just because you have an account doesn't mean that you have, you know, when people jump on an issue and start posting all over about this issue, and it's like they've suddenly become a teacher about this issue. And that's how you get muted on my Instagram. I'm telling you, like, shut up, just stop reaching to me.
You don't know what you're talking about, but you talk about it confidently.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think social media can be a really beautiful place where you can foster relationships and build community and encourage one another and encourage people who may not be Christians to think about Jesus differently. And so
I think it would just great idea of thinking how to, like, what a wonderful place to be able to represent Jesus in a holistic way.
Mm.
You know, I don't know how to do that. Honestly, I like, when I think about what I want to communicate about Jesus to my community, is that it's not just a Sunday morning thing for me, right. That it is a whole life thing for me, and that Jesus isn't just my privatized faith that I'm passionate about. And, but you know, it's a you do you sort of thing. It's not you do you. It's he's everything. He's across the board. He's involved in every area of my life. He's the center of my life. And, I'd love to be able to know how to communicate that. And it's like social media offers an ability to communicate about yourself in a holistic way. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You can let people into in any area of your life with social media.
Yeah.
So I think going into the conversation, I heard this once, maybe it was on YouTube, who knows, but some guy, I think he's one of those famous, like, self-help gurus, TED Talk sort of fellas. He said, always be the idiot in the room. And so I think that this is a conversation that I definitely need to be the idiot in the room to understand more of, like, how can I represent Jesus better online? How can I represent, you know, how can I encourage and help build community and build the faith through my personal, I don't know, personal properties, personal.
Yeah. And I'd love to know how to do that. I think I probably said this already, but it's a day for repeating yourself. But how to do that in a genuine way without coming across as someone who is a bandwagoner, you know what I mean? Mm. By that, where, like, you're just jumping on something and you're going to preach to the world. How do you do it in a way where actually what you're doing is holistically representing your life, of which Jesus is the center?
Yeah.
Which means that you're not just someone who's spurting out Bible verses all the time.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. I think it'll be a lot of fun and hopefully enlightening for us and some of the people that listen to this.
I am prepared to learn.
We'll see you then.
Peace out. Duck face, peace sign. Duck face, peace out. We're doing that right now because of